My mother had a big round table in her kitchen. Now, whether that was by choice or by chance, the fact is my mother's kitchen table was round. And every Sunday, my mother and her sisters would sit around that table and they would laugh and they would cry and they would hug, but most of all, they would heal one another. At the center of that table was Aunt Clee, Mommy's oldest sister, and Aunt Clee had a smile that would brighten up the darkest room. And Aunt Clee was full of wisdom. Aunt Clee had so much wisdom that it poked out the front at the top, and it poked out the bottom in the back. And Aunt Clee wisdom had a way of reaching deep within your mind, in the darkest corners, nesting there so that you could draw on it later. And I watched as those sisters sat around the table and Aunt Clee sharing her wisdom, and they healed one another. Like the time Aunt Odessa had what they called trouble in the mind. You see, life had given her one too many burdens to bear. But Mommy, loving her baby sister, brought her to that big round table in the kitchen, and those sisters sat around. And Aunt Clee took her baby sister in her arms, and she rocked her, and she held her, and she cried with her, and she cried for her, and she sung to her. She sung a song that came from deep within her soul. That song came from so deep inside that only Aunt Clee knew where those rhythms had come from. And I sat and I watched. And I watched those sisters as they healed her at Mommy's big, round kitchen table. And I came to know that it was the healing circle. Now, as I said, Aunt Clee's wisdom had a way of going deep into the corners of your mind, nesting there so that you could draw on it later. And some 25 years after the last sister took her breath of life, I find myself calling on the powers of those sisters as they healed each other around that table. And when I feel lost, and when I need comfort and I need support, I call out to my sisters.
Sister, can you hear me calling out to you?